The table saw is one of the most useful, but can also be one of the most dangerous tools in the shop if you don't know and follow the safety rules. The table saw needs to be used after good planning with respect and caution. All steps need to be followed to ensure you are safe.
It is a great time to mention that you should never operate any machine while under the influence of medicine, drugs or alcohol, or if you are fatigued. Don't be afraid to tell your teacher that you are not up to the job. Safety is first. Also, make sure it's not tagged out.
Let's look at the safe use of the table saw. A table saw is a useful power tool that can cut sheet stock and dimensional lumber to consistent straight or angled cuts or grooves.
Before we begin, you need to remove any jewelry, make sure you have no loose pieces of clothing, and if you have long hair, it's tied back.
Because of flying sawdust and debris, you need to make sure your eyes are protected. Never use the table saw without safety glasses.
Before starting to use the table saw, make sure the following safety measures are taken. Establish a clean workspace free from debris and sawdust. You may need to turn on the dust collector. Make sure no tools or other project parts are sitting too close to be in your way.
Take a look at the blade guard. Make sure it is functioning properly, is in good shape, and the splitter and anti-kickback teeth are installed and working. If there is anything wrong, tell your teacher immediately.
Test the fence lock and check if the miter gauge can slide easily along the track if it is to be used.
Depending on the size of the piece being cut, you may need a push stick. This is to prevent your hands from coming anywhere near the blade.
Before checking the blade, make sure power is locked out from the saw. Next, inspect the blade and adjust its height for the wood you are cutting.
Make sure it is sharp, without bluing teeth or burn marks. Burn marks are one of the first signs of a dull blade.
Check that there are no missing teeth or cracks as well. A dull or broken blade is dangerous to use. Let your teacher know if you suspect a problem.
Now to check your workpiece. You need to ensure the wood has a straight edge to work with, either the back if using a miter gauge or a side if using the fence. Without a straight edge to guide the work, you risk a dangerous kickback of the wood.
Adjust the fence to the desired width and lock the fence in place. Make sure you measure the front and rear of the blade to ensure squareness. Always make sure the larger piece of the wood is between the fence and the blade.
When everything is set, turn on the power and start the saw. When cutting the workpiece, stand clear of the line of the blade to avoid any kickback. Make sure if you are using helpers that they too stand clear of the line of the blade. Stand in a good ergonomic position.
Place the piece of wood tight to the fence and begin to push the piece through the blade. Once you get within 6 inches of the blade, use the push stick to continue your cut.
Listen for the sound of the blade. If you are moving too fast or your blade is dull, the saw will bog down. Ease up, don't push too fast. If you are going too slow, you could burn the wood from the blade friction. With practice, you can judge the proper feed speed by the sound.
Do not reach over the blade to access your piece as it is moving through. Turn the machine off when you are done and let the blade stop. Once the blade is stopped, you can access any pieces left near the blade.
So, the table saw can cut long pieces of wood or panels with the grain, but it can also be used to cut pieces against or across the grain. To cut a piece of wood against the grain, you'll need to use a miter gauge. The miter gauge is designed for the table saw to sit in the table grooves.
Make sure the piece is secured well against the miter.
Make sure your piece of wood is tight on the miter gauge and begin feeding the piece through the blade. Once you are complete, turn the table saw off and wait for the blade to come to a complete stop. Never attempt to remove any wood until the blade is completely stopped.
No matter what you are cutting, always respect the power of the table saw. It is a great tool to use to complete several kinds of cuts, but it is also one of the most dangerous. Always follow the steps and never rush or allow yourself to be distracted. Keep people away from behind your workspace. Many people are a little timid about it, but realize that after learning the right safety procedures, we can do really great work.
Don't ever leave the site until you have cleaned up and put the tools away. A clean shop is a tool-safe shop. Let's review. Always check your blade guard, fence, miter gauges, and blades for proper operation before beginning. Make sure your workpiece has a straight edge to fence or miter to avoid binding and kickback. Stand to the side, never in line with the blade to avoid kickback. Adjust your feed speed to avoid bogging machine or burning wood. Listen to your progress and adjust your movement. Clean up your area and leave the saw in ready working order for the next person to use.